Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting second. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting third. The first baseman, Art Shires. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dutch Hoffman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Johnny Whatwood. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting sixth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dick Porter. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Gardner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jake Miller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jake Miller. And now, play ball. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Sissel reaches second base with a double. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Sissel scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller juggles the ball. That's an error on Miller. Reynolds moves to third. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. Shires moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm bunts towards first. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first, with Porter covering, for the out. Shires moves to third. Hoffman moves to second. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Porter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Shires scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-0, White Sox. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a pop-up towards short. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr misplays the ball. That's an error on Kerr. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Porter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber takes first base on ball four. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Sissel hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Faber moves to third. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0-for-1 in the game. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hoffman. Falk reaches second base with a double. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Falk moves to third. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hoffman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hoffman. The throw from Myatt and he is out, Gardner applying the tag. One out. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 0-for-0 in the game. Kaum hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards second. Porter can't make a play. That's a base hit. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Kerr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whatwood moves to third. Kerr moves to second. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-1 in the game. Berg is walked intentionally. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Faber takes first base on ball 4. Whatwood scores. Kerr moves to third. Berg moves to second. It's 4-0, White Sox. George Grant now pitching. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Porter fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 1 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Falk. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0 for 2 in the game. Shires takes first base on ball 4. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hoffman bunts towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Reynolds moves to third. Shires moves to second. One out. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaum hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to home to get Reynolds. Shires moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Johnny Wathoot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Myatt to Gardner covering second. The throw back to home, and Shires is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Falk hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, White Sox. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Wathoot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathoot is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wathoot hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kerr bunts towards first. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first, with Porter covering, for the out. Wathoot moves to second. One out. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Grant, and towards Gardner, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Wathoot moves to third. Two outs. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Faber takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Porter fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber can't make a play. That's a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Sewell moves to second. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-2 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Reynolds hits a pop-up into right field, out of the reach of Falk. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Shires hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hoffman hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. Com hits a pop-up towards short. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Falk takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Whatwood hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Whatwood reaches second base with a double. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kerr bunts towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. Whatwood moves to third. One out. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Berg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whatwood scores. It's 5-1, White Sox. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-0 in the game. With 3 walks, he's got 1 RBI. Faber takes first base on ball 4. Berg moves to second. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner fields it and throws to second for the out. Berg moves to third. 2 outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sissel. The throw from Myatt and he is safe. Sissel steals second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 4-for-4 in the game, with a single and 3 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Shires hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Berg scores. Sissel scores. Reynolds moves to third. It's 7-1, White Sox. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Myatt to Gardner covering second. The throw back to home, and Reynolds is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Hauser pinch hits for George Grant. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, White Sox. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. 2 outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-3 in the game. Fonseca hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Hauser now playing first base. Mel Harder now pitching. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hauser settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Hauser. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hoffman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Falk. Hoffman reaches second base with a double. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-3 in the game. Com takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Whatwood bunts towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. Hoffman moves to third. 1 out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hoffman scores. Whatwood moves to third. It's 8-2, White Sox. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Berg hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Whatwood tags and scores. Two outs. It's 9-2, White Sox. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kerr. The throw from Myatt and he is out, Porter applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Myatt hits a pop-up for a double play. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Porter bunts in front of the plate. Berg can't make a play. That's a base hit. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-3 in the game. Gardner takes first base on ball 4. Porter moves to second. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hauser strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-0 in the game. With 4 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Faber hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Sissel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 4-for-4 in the game, with a single, 3 doubles, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Porter fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-4 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Averill hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan pinch hits for Mel Harder. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Sewell moves to second. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.